Secluded in a remote area of New Mexico, a sprawling ranch once owned by Jeffrey Epstein hides sickening secrets of the predators walked past, having largely flown under the radar for decades. Zorro Ranch is now the subject of a criminal investigation, but the true scale of horrors that unfolded at the site may never be exposed. Hector Balderas, the state's former attorney general, whose 2019 probe into the ranch was halted, told The Sun, "There will be missed opportunities for accountability, where victims will have ultimately paid the price. Prosecutors are barely learning to understand today how heinous and how much violence and exploitation took place throughout decades. Bodies of young women being buried on the grounds, sex abuse, concealing of evidence. These are among the disturbing allegations that have long plagued the ranch." Curiously, two renowned lawyers for victims of the twisted predator said they had no information on the ranch when asked. Locals have called it Playboy Ranch, and victims have said repeatedly that Zorro Ranch was overlooked throughout the scandal. Testimonies from several women describe how Epstein was able to abuse teenage girls and young women at the ranch without consequence. Despite Epstein's properties in Palm Beach and New York being thoroughly combed by investigators, Zorro Ranch has never been formally searched. Bombshell revelations from the latest release of Epstein-related files by the U.S. government have thrust the massive 7,500-acre estate into the spotlight. It is feared that the disgraced financier used the isolated ranch, which he purchased in 1993, as a hub for his sex trafficking network, far from prying eyes. "I believe Epstein selected that location because of its seclusion," Balderas said. Criminal defense attorney John Day, a former New Mexico prosecutor, explained that focus on the ranch was long eclipsed by other Epstein bombshells. "Documents show that Epstein kept lists of apparently local women's names, with the word massage written next to them. We know he victimized so many young women at his various properties," Day said. "We have to assume Zorro Ranch was one of the abuse locations. Epstein seemed to like the remoteness of Zorro Ranch. The ranch has been overshadowed by stories of the Lolita Express jet and by the so-called Rape Island. Clearly, people in New Mexico, those who worked on the ranch, visited as staff, contractors, or employees, saw something. But what did they see, and did they report any of it?" More questions arise about Epstein's ties to New Mexico politicians and prominent locals. Did he treat them the same way he treated the elite of New York's finance, entertainment, and political worlds? For years, Epstein retreated to the ranch in the desert scrub outside Santa Fe. Documents show he spent around 50 days a year there. One file detailed how he stayed for 2 to 3 weeks at a time during the summer, but with very little notice before flying in. Epstein would bring his personal assistant, his bodyguard, friends, a personal trainer, and masseuses. The ranch had 5 to 6 full-time employees, as well as a vast Spanish-style mansion. The property included an airstrip, a hangar, a helipad, and its own mini-village labeled Ranch Central for guests. More than 7,000 references to the ranch appear in the documents released this year by federal authorities. Among the most harrowing is a complaint filed with the FBI in Albuquerque. It alleges that cabins on the ranch were used for sex and for infecting rape victims with sexually transmitted diseases. According to the redacted witness, sex and STDs were then used as blackmail against the victims from the ranch. The haunting complaint added, the STDs then turned the victims' brains to mush, so they could not tell their story. One female victim was raped multiple times and became pregnant. Perhaps the most disturbing allegation in the files claims that two girls were killed and their bodies buried under Epstein's orders. The sender of an email containing the allegation claimed to be a former Zorro Ranch employee. He wrote that two foreign girls, who died by strangulation during rough fetish sex, were buried near the property, at Epstein's direction. Meanwhile, a former police officer told the FBI that Epstein built a suspicious barn on the property, feared to conceal an incinerator. The ex-cop, who patrolled the area for 15 years, noticed the barn had both the chimney and a sally port, a secure, two-door entryway that only allows one door to be opened at a time. He worried evidence might be destroyed there. A report of the 2019 FBI call reads, "The barn doesn't look like one you would use for ranching." An in 1870s mobile home was placed behind it, in apparent violation of county rules. There was extensive security, cameras, sally ports, other measures. The officer feared the property could contain an incinerator, and he wanted the FBI to know. He also told the Bureau that many high-profile people had been seen frequently at Zorro Ranch, and that he'd heard rumors about Epstein recruiting girls to visit. Another anonymous victim told a New York court in 2019 that she was molested for many hours by Epstein after being flown to the ranch at age 15 in 2004. She said she felt so small and powerless and that Epstein positioned her on the floor, facing framed photos of him smiling with celebrities and politicians. Virginia Gouffre, who died by suicide last year, was one of several victims who visited Zorro Ranch. She said she had seen high-profile guests, including Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former royal, recently arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office, has never acknowledged going there. Virginia shared photos of herself at the ranch in a 2015 court document, and said Epstein trafficked her to powerful men on the estate. Epstein survivor Annie Farmer also testified that she was abused there, by Epstein and by his jailed accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell, at age 16. Shocking testimonies, and the newly unsealed FBI files, have prompted New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres to reopen an investigation into what role the ranch played in Epstein's sexual abuse and trafficking network. The original state investigation, begun under Balderas, was closed in 2019 at the request of federal prosecutors in New York. Torres now says the revelations in the FBI files demand further examination. As with any potential criminal matter, he said, we will follow the facts wherever they lay, evaluate jurisdiction, and collect and preserve any remaining evidence. We are moving quickly and deliberately on this. State prosecutors are pushing for full access to unredacted federal files, and have pledged to work with a newly formed Epstein Truth Commission in New Mexico. Jeffrey Epstein owned Zorro Ranch until his death in jail on August 10, 2019. He had purchased it from former Democratic Governor Bruce King 26 years earlier. The ranch is now owned by former Texas State Senator Don Huffines, who bought the property from the Epstein estate in 2023.